Kevin, and the NFL blew up Fortnite. And more coming up on today's episode of The Latest in Tech News. Hello, and welcome to The Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. This is the world's only 3-in-1 daily show on everything tech, gadgets, and gaming news. And if you're new here, welcome. Feel free to chat with us during the live show. We'd love to hear your thoughts, and make sure that you click that follow button if you haven't already so that you can be notified when we go live. And if you're tuning in via the podcast, welcome. Tap the subscribe button below or above or wherever it is on your smartphone listening device so that you don't miss out on the latest episode. They come out daily. But do keep in mind that the podcast is about a day behind the show, the actual show, the recording of the show. You really should be joining us live over at mixer.com/technewsgadget. Now, if you're watching the rebroadcast of the show over at Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube, or currently not monitoring chat, or is disabled, feel free to grab a snack and enjoy the show. Keep in mind, though, these might be the final couple episodes that you might enjoy the full show of the rebroadcast on the platform you're currently watching this on. So if you want to keep it that way, let me know. I got stuff in my eye. This show's off to a great start. I think Octavius did it on purpose. If you want to send in your rants or suggestions or questions at any time during or after the show or in the middle of the night, feel free to hop on our Discord server where you, yes, you, can have your voice heard and hang out with a pretty awesome tech nerd gaming crowd gadget tiers, maybe? Is that what we're called? Something, I don't know. Visit technewsgadget.net/Discord to get your free invite today. Yes, it's actually free. Octavius over here has let me know. He's in a happy mood right now. He's my producer. He doesn't do nothing, though. He just sits back there. But he has informed me that, yes, our Discord server is the place to be for the community of tech news and gadgeteers and gaming nerds and geeks, squad, unanimous, bimorium, whatever you want to call it. That's where we basically all hang out and blab about cool stuff. So that's Discord for you. Gosh, I don't know. I have a whole bunch of different setup things going on today. So hopefully I get everything done correctly today. So bear with me, guys. I literally just finished this up before the show hopped on, and I wanted to make sure it all worked, obviously. It is the first time doing it, so if something breaks on stream, and you happen to notice it, let Octavius know so that he can hopefully go and fix it, or just yell at him. Actually, I would prefer if you just yelled at him, because then he would actually have something to do, because I feel like I'm doing all the work all the time. So, anyways, with that covered, I do want to make an announcement. Do you want to celebrate Thanksgiving in the most technologically advanced way possible? Well, what you could do is you could head on over to technewsgadget.net/giveaway, join our giveaway there. It's our current day Thanksgiving November month promotion where we're giving away an annual insider subscription that normally costs $99 annually on site. And it comes with a whole bunch of free perks. You get access to the entire show. You get access to our Discord server, a super secret exclusive role in chat channel, a super exclusive Facebook group. You actually get to see the whole videos of everything. And you also, you have a good chance at winning 13,500 V-Bucks plus a couple other codes to hand out to a couple of your friends, our way of giving back to you for being a proud listener of The Latest in Tech News, and just our way of giving back. The coupon codes are good for annual subscriptions for if you have a couple of friends who would like to know the latest in tech news happenings as well. So if you're interested, it ends at the end of November, and new things are added to it every day. You also get a daily bonus, so that obviously the more entries you have, the more chance you have at winning. If I check right now, let me see. There are, oh my goodness, 2,270 entries in. So obviously the more chances you have of winning, make sure you put that in. There are 25 days left as of this recording for your chance to win. Head on over to technewsgadget.net/giveaway for your chance to win 13,500 V-Bucks for this weird game called Fortnite and an annual insider's membership to Tech News Gadget. So, with that covered and that out of the way, Let's head on over to today in tech history. Before we can get to today's tech news, did you know? Well, okay, you know today is November 5th, 2018. On this day in tech history, in, 2007, Google introduces the Android platform, its mobile operating system for cell phones based on a modified version of the Linux operating system, the first Android-based phone would ship in September of 2008. Also on this day in tech history, in 1895, the U.S. Patent Office granted George B. Selden the U.S. patent for his road engine, often considered the first car. He made good money licensing the patent until Henry Ford crushed him in court. Hence the reason none of us drive Seldens. Also on this day in 1994, Ken McCarthy of the Internet Gazette, along with Mark Andreessen of the brand new Netscape, still called Mosaic Communications Corp at the time, and Mark Graham held the first conference to focus on the commercial potential of the, get this, World Wide Web. Back in 94. Also on this day, in 2007, China's first lunar satellite, the Chang'e-1, went into orbit around the moon. The spacecraft operated until March of 2009. Finally, also on this day in 2007, the Open Handset Alliance introduced something called the Android operating system. Few people expected it to seriously challenge the dominance of BlackBerry and Palm. Hence, here we are about a decade later going, BlackBerries? What are those? Palm? Is that like your hand? I don't know. I have like the current discussion right now, if you want to be correct, is between Android devices and iOS, Apple operating devices. Excuse me. So, there you go. There's the tech news history of the day. Let's head on over to today's tech news. And first up, on the docket, we have an article coming to us from Recode stating that the social media growth is over in the U.S., which is its most valuable market. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a tech guy. I'm very much interested in social media. I've been on it for a while. I've had a podcast for years and many various forms, and a vlog in various forms on YouTube, and a live stream show in various forms, and a Minecraft server, and I'm hitting the microphone, and a blog in various forms and formats over the years. Video game series, videos over the years. But I've always been interested in social media, ever since the New Media Expo 2008, where I finally went to my first conference and found out how cool and awesome Twitter is and valuable it is to connecting to other people. I actually kind of fell in love with social media, and so obviously this is an article near and dear to my heart. If you don't kind of like this, well, you just have to deal with it, or you could just skip ahead a couple seconds. But if you're interested from like a business standpoint or from a tech standpoint, this is kind of an interesting article. You see, social media growth is over in the U.S., which means social media companies aren't growing as quickly as they used to. In some cases, they aren't growing at all. In the United States, things are even worse for them. They're shrinking. Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat, as I've covered on previous shows, are no longer addressing new users in the United States, or adding new users, rather. Facebook's daily user base has been the same for the past three quarters. Twitter and Snapchat have both lost users in the US or North America, respectively, in back-to-back quarters. American users are incredibly valuable to these tech giants. Social media users in the U.S. generally have more disposable income than those in emerging markets, which makes them more attractive to more advertisers. As a result, these users generate more advertising revenue for social media companies, on average, than other users in other parts of the world. And that's not by a little margin, it's by a wide margin. You see, here, think of it this way. Facebook users in the U.S. and Canada generated $27.61 per person in revenue apiece last quarter. European users generated just $8.82, and users in the Asia Pacific region, where most of Facebook's growth is coming from currently, generated a scant $2.67 apiece. It's a similar story with Twitter and Snap. Twitter monthly active users in the US generated $5.19 in ad revenue apiece. The rest of Twitter's 259 million users outside the US generated just $1.17 each. When it comes to Snapchat, North American users generated $2.62 apiece in revenue last quarter, and Snapchat users in Europe were the second most valuable. They generated 85 cents each. In short, the fact that these user bases are no longer growing means these companies need to figure out other ways to grow their advertising business. So yeah, we have this conundrum. See, the most obvious opportunity is for social networks to build bigger businesses in other parts of the world. Now, that's tough because those regions don't usually have large, well-established advertising industries or base of operations or place where you can grow. The other option is for social media companies to generate more money from the U.S. users they already have, because obviously the people here in the U.S. are more lucrative. We have more disposable income. We have time and money to spend stuff, spend on goodies and gadgets and gizmos and whatnot. So one way to do that is to charge more money for ads. Another is to insert more ads into their products, known in the industry as increasing the ad load. There you go, for those of you getting into marketing, you just learned something new. Or to insert more ads into new products. See, we've been covering this earlier, something Facebook is trying to do with Messenger, Instagram, and most recently with WhatsApp. The challenge, of course, is increasing the number of ads without degrading the user experience. Now, it's still unclear how successful these efforts will be. It's not totally clear why these networks have stopped growing, although there's a pretty good guess for Facebook. So many people in the US and Canada already use the service that there's simply not much room to grow. You've kind of essentially flatlined the market. You have reached the peak number of users you're going to get in a region anyway, so now you need to either A, figure out how to monetize more on top of the ones that you have before you start losing them, or look somewhere else for the growth to come and help offset stuff. So, yeah. What do you think? Is this something that we should be concerned about? Is this something that'll probably turn into seeing more and more ads everywhere you go on your Facebook feed? Ironically, Facebook feed stories have generated more advertising revenue for Facebook than slapping ads in between stories on Facebook, which is really funny. However, on Snap, they only have that option, so it's working out quite well for them, for Instagram as well. WhatsApp, we'll see, but I don't know, it's kind of... Businesses are testing it out. We'll see what we get. And we'll go from there. But if you guys have any thoughts or ideas, be sure to let us know either on Twitter, at TechNewsGadget, or on our Discord server, TechNewsGadget.net/Discord. Moving on to our second article, and it's chopping my head off. I almost have to stand like this now with my head. For those of you who don't know, and you're listening to the audio version of this, currently my head is getting chopped off by an image of a Switch with the YouTube logo on it. Because that's our next story, obviously, but you're totally missing out on a video that comes included with this show. If you want to watch the show live, head on over to mixer.com/TechNewsGadget. Otherwise, watch the replay over at TechNewsGadget.net/insiders. I'll give you a hint. If you go to .net/giveaway, I think there's a giveaway button on there somewhere. You can click that and it'll take you to the giveaway and you have a chance of winning an Insiders annual membership. So, did you know that Nintendo Switch might be getting a YouTube app as soon as this week? Well, true. Maybe I have to sit over here. Is that okay? I sit over here? Okay, cool. It's just, you know, now I have to move my stupid chair over because I'm fat. Ugh. Thanks a lot, Octavius. So Nintendo's marketing strategy for the Switch has involved positioning the device as a games console and really little else. But if an apparent leak is accurate, the Switch is about to get a new video streaming option. On Saturday, French website Nintendhome tweeted that what it claimed was a screen grab of a Twitch YouTube app teaser from Nintendo of America's website. According to the image, Switch might get a YouTube app as soon as Thursday, which would be the 8th of November. The image, translated from French via Google, reportedly showed up as a suggestion while browsing Nintendo of America's site, but there's still currently no way to reach a page for the YouTube app. Still, this wouldn't be the first time Nintendo itself leaked something on its own website via suggested listings. In September, the Nintendo of America website accidentally outed the title of the next Yoshi game in the same manner. Nintendo has previously put YouTube apps into his 3DS, Wii U, and Wii, but the Switch remains without one after more than a year and a half into its life cycle. Now, while Switch did get Hulu in 2017, it is still without a number of high-profile video services that appeared on other Nintendo platforms like Netflix. Switch's only other current video streaming app is a Japan-only Nikonio. So, there you go. Good news. You guys might, on Switch, might finally be getting something called YouTube. Yeah, hey guys, I can watch my YouTube videos now! And the rest of us are like, yeah, we can already do that. I don't know. Also, in today's news, Niantic is looking to revive Ingress for the post-Pokemon Go world. You see, Ingress, which is a company that's currently behind Pokemon Go, Niantic has a problem. Maybe I should just read the article before I get too ahead of myself here. So Niantic has a problem. It's the king of GPS AR maps-based Exer Gaming, but it's leasing its empire. You see, Pokemon Go is built on IP it doesn't own or control, and a portion of the profits are sent back to Japan, to the Pokemon Go company. A chunk of the proceeds from its forthcoming Harry Potter game, already a likely blockbuster, will go to none other than J.K. Rowling. Now, it's why Niantic is taking the time to remind the world that its own original IP game, Ingress, still exists. And I'm sitting there going, oh yeah, it still exists. Well, have you guys done anything with it? Well, launched in 2013, Ingress was Niantic's first game and one of the first to ask folks to wander around their locale and hunt for goodies. 6 years and several million players later, the company has decided to relaunch the game titled Ingress Prime, and we'll be watching the trailer for it in just a little bit. It's hoping that a fresh start, a cleaned up game, and a deeper storyline will help coax back all of the people who tried Ingress once but never came back. Ingress Prime will reset the Ingress story, which centers on the discovery of exotic matter. Exotic matter is a super substance that, depending on your perspective, will either push humanity to new frontiers or destroy it. Players are tasked with joining the Enlightened faction or the Resistance faction to determine who will win, which is decided every 3 months, and which in turn alters the story. So it's kind of interesting. Those familiar with Pokemon Go will already understand the basic mechanics of the game, walk around, encounter local landmarks, work with and against other folks in your locale. But instead of catching monsters, however, you're securing territory in the hope of overwhelming the opposing faction. Prime won't reinvent the wheel here, but it has been built on Niantic's custom engine with a cleaner UI and new visuals. Some tweaks include better inventory management, easier attack and defense, and improved sound. But that's not the biggest issue Niantic has tried to solve. We had a challenging time onboarding people. Oh boy. That's corporate speak for essentially saying that while people were open to trying Ingress, the game wasn't as enticing for them to stick around for long. You see, the launch of Pokemon Go saw a huge spike in interest, but the company had trouble maintaining them. So, this is in part a result of the game's complex lore, its poor tutorial, and a grid that makes up its early levels. So, they're hoping to do away with that and fix all that, so I know that you guys are interested. Let's head on over and watch said trailer.
This world is not what it seems.
It's far too dangerous.
How the hell did we let this thing out?
The data, what we are learning, it's incredible.
None of this should be possible. We made this happen.
I did my part, risked everything. How you use it now is up to you.
Where did this come from?
Energy, possibility, past, present, future. That's what I'm after. I'm trying to understand.
This is the path to what's next. Epiphany, elevation, enlightenment.
Don't be fooled. It's a hostile takeover of the mind, and we're the only thing standing in the way.
Work with your teams. We'll break through if we have to.
Fan out and cover as much ground as you can. We've got this.
This much power in the hands of so many.
The status quo has changed. The question is, what next?
Welcome back, Agent.
So there you go, Ingress Prime, available now. Now let's head on over to the next article, which is the Red Dead Online Beta has started. Battle Royale mode is apparently included in it. There's also a couple rumors, leaks, and more. We might not get to everything in the article today, but just in case we don't, be sure to head on over to technewsgadget.net to get the full show notes. And I keep forgetting that I have to move my head because the screen's over here and my head is crying. I think I need like a second camera or I need something. Octavius, can you take a note down or something? Maybe I should sit him over here and you can look at him. Now that Red Dead Redemption 2 is out in the wild, fans are asking when the Red Dead Online beta is likely to begin. Oh wait, it didn't start yet. Okay, start date has finally come out. Much like GTA 5 and its predecessor, Red Dead Redemption 2 will have an online multiplayer feature called Red Dead Online. Access to the public beta is free for anyone who has purchased Red Dead Redemption 2, though many details are not available about it just yet. Now, Rockstar has said that the beta would be available from November this year, though no concrete date has been set. GTA Online was released about a fortnight after GTA 5, so we might see something start date-wise as early as next week. So if you're interested about it, it'll be coming. Let's get into the Red Dead Online beta basics. Like GTA Online, Red Dead Online will be a reactive open-world experience to explore in multiplayer. It will undoubtedly begin with an explosive intro that comes with its own trophy and achievement for completing it. The game is based on the original Red Dead Redemption multiplayer and will use the gameplay in Red Dead Redemption 2 as a foundation. It will receive constant updates and adjustments over the course of its lifetime, so we can expect folk to be playing it for years to come. Now, as is common in most open-world games, there will be a day and a night cycle, so you'll see NPCs decorate storefronts in the morning and pack it up in the evening. Player lodgings will return in the form of tents, which can be bought and upgraded. There's another trophy achievement for purchasing improvements for your camp, so you aren't free from Dutch's Ledger just yet. Much like GTA Online, completing various missions will earn you XP, and many of the NPCs in the world will offer missions or equipment. The companion app will also play a part in Red Dead Online, focusing on poker tournaments amongst other things. Rockstar has been vocal about making Red Dead Online as robust and engaging as GTA currently is, and asked that players give it a chance, as the beta is expected to be full of bugs. So, whilst the humbled horse is a favored mode of transport in Red Dead Redemption 2, it wouldn't be a Rockstar game without a few speedy vehicles. So what other vehicles are we going to be getting here? Well, a recent Red Dead Redemption 2 data mine has revealed the possibility of player-owned vehicles as well as the aforementioned properties. So the leaked vehicles we hope are coming to Red Dead Online are a horse cart, small coach, chuck wagon with a Gatling gun attached, supply wagon, utility wagon, and a war wagon. Now, there may be a few new horses coming to Red Dead Online, as well as a racing element. Horses might be a Hungarian Halfbred, a Missouri Foxtrotter, a Dutch Warmblood, and a Turkoman. Turkoman? Wink, wink. I can't read! Let's see. Online gameplay modes for Red Dead Online. Bunch of rumors flying around about that in regards to the playlist format returning, such as Revive and Survive, Money Grab, and a Battle Royale mode, which should really be named Cattle Royale, given that it's set in the Wild Wild West. Revive and Survive is a death match where two teams go against one another, and you can revive fallen teammates in a limited time window. Money Grab tasks players with securing bags of cash and returning them to base as quickly as possible, which hopefully involves a few train heists and bank robberies. Data mining site Rockstar Intel offers another insight into what might be coming to Red Dead Online. GTA Online had a similar system in its 1v1 death match to the speculated adversary mode, which has been found in the Red Dead Online files, so here's what your choices could be should you get killed by an opponent. Inform Law, Duo, Parley, Feud, and Leader Feud. There's also a file in there named Predator Ability, which could be related to the Deadeye functionality in the main game, or maybe the abundant wildlife that you can hunt. Still no news on whether Red Dead Redemption 2 will be coming to PC anytime soon, but once we hear any news, we'll be sure to let you guys know. So, Fortnite fans, NFL fans, Fortnite will start selling NFL skins this week. If you don't already know, we actually have a trailer for it. You guys want to see the trailer? All right, here you go. You saw that correctly. Fortnite, Epic Games and the NFL are teaming up. Apparently you're going to be releasing some football skin jerseys. Now, it's not unusual to see a Fortnite dance celebration after a goal in any sport, so it really is only a matter of time before the Battle Royale game officially brought that connection in-game. Today, Epic Games announced a partnership with the National Football League that will bring a variety of jersey cosmetics that players can wear. This was actually announced over at the NFL's website properly, but I couldn't get on the website because apparently the website was crashed. It's like they couldn't handle the load of all the kids running to the NFL website to check out if it was true or not and crashed the site. It's like, oh, for crying out loud. So I couldn't even get the article from there. I actually had to go somewhere else and find a YouTube video from an entirely different place just to find it. So anyways, according to Epic, these outfits can look like any of the 32 NFL teams on the roster, though players will be able to choose their own number. There will also be a made-up Fortnite team jersey. All jerseys will be available on November 9th in the in-game shop, though the price is unknown. Based on the video accompanying the announcement that you just watched, it seems that this tie-in will also have some new emotes for purchase, too. Earlier this year, Fortnite released soccer-themed jerseys to celebrate the World Cup, though it was not in partnership with FIFA. For that event, players were able to play soccer in special in-game fields, so it's possible that this NFL promotion might have some in-game mechanics to celebrate the occasion. Maybe a little football zone. We shall see. So, Fortnite fans, there you are. Enjoy. And the final news for today. What happened? Is what was on everybody's minds about 1 or 2 days ago. You see, Kevin blew up. Now, not only did the NFL blow up, I think Kevin and the NFL are in cahoots with something, because this really weird, strange thing. Actually, let me talk about it first. In case you missed Fortnite's strangest live event yet, or just want to see it, we'll be playing it for you just shortly. Apparently, Fortnite's giant purple cube that everybody's named Kevin. I don't know why it's called Kevin. It just is, okay? Just deal with it. Died on Sunday roughly 30 meters above Leakley Lake after an extended struggle with levitation. Oh, gosh. I love this article already. Memorial services were held immediately afterward in an endless white expanse where friends and family were invited to float weightlessly amongst themselves and in the company of abstract forms that coalesced into crystalline butterflies. Kevin was only a mere 72 days old. The finale for the Fortnite Mares event was easily the biggest and strangest Fortnite live event yet, and we'll be playing the recording for you. Actually, we'll be playing it from Ninja's point of view because he was on watching it. And for those of you wondering, yes, Fortnite Mares is finally over. I'm obviously upset because I really like the game mode. But for those of you who hated zombies, well, there you go. It was just a temporary event. Now we're back to regular Fortnite. Let's see. So let me quickly recap what happened. For those of you listening on audio, it started with Kevin spinning faster and faster in a spot above Leaky Lake. Then the cracks deepened and exploded in Kevin. The blinding white light subsiding as all 100 or so players, whoever was in the map, found themselves in the aforementioned weightless expanse. Then a crystalline butterfly thing fluttered over, landed on the character's finger, and a chime rang out before they were sent skydiving back down to the Battle Royale map. Much of the area seems to be below water level now, though, and there are little broken chunks of Kevin laying around, so it could all flood right back up. Never know what kind of changes are coming to the Fortnite map next as Fortnite Season 6 rolls on. Now, okay, I've held you long enough, and I know you guys want to see the video, so here you go. Enjoy.
All right, this is it.
What's going on?
He's got
my heart
sliding in right now. This is sick.
It's Ninja playing.
Fortnite.
That Tyler Blevins guy. Blue-haired dude.
How close are you guys?
New stream room.
Mm-hmm. Tim, all rare.
He's playing with
Tyler. Right behind baby. Right behind
baby. They're just floating outside of Leaky Lake. Floating over Kevin. Watching what's going
Everyone
on.
Everyone pulling out for Kevin real quick, dude. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Rip
Kev,
dude. It's 1 o'clock right now. Hello?
Something's happening.
It's pulsing.
Yeah. I think people are being nice. At the island.
Everyone's just floating around. They don't want to miss it.
Wait, what's happening? Is this debated?
It's pulsing faster.
Rich, you're just going in and go back up.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep gliding around.
I mean, the chances of somebody shooting us down is like really slim to none. Don't get too close to it, someone's shooting the cube.
It's happening.
Something dropped into the water?
Yeah, like a part of the cube. It's okay.
Let's go.
They're shooting at us. Oh gosh.
Oh, dude, it's it. It
looks like it's hardening.
The cubes is hardened, dude.
Oh,
God.
Oh, God. Kevin!
Okay.
What?
That is so cool.
Wait.
Oh, what is happening?
What? I'm in the game. I beat it.
Oh my god, we are part of the Matrix.
Wow.
What is happening?
No way.
Okay. I'm trying to move.
Wait, listen. Look up. Are those worlds?
Oh my god.
There's a beam of light in front. I may never see you boys again.
Oh my god, tell me this is like the angel Kevin?
Angel Kevin?
It's the traveler from Destiny.
Bro, it's a butterfly.
It is.
I'm going for it, dude. Get over
Tim,
here.
Get away from the butterfly, Tim.
I'm chasing it. Wait, it's on me.
It's over all of us.
My shotgun just hit 8 damage.
It's flying, I mean.
Oh, wait, there's a ton of them.
Oh, there is.
We all each have our own.
Oh my god.
What?
Mine.
I have it. I took it.
What just happened?
What?
A rift.
I'm still gliding. Did you go straight back?
I'm going straight down.
All right, I'm coming down.
I'm coming in.
And there you go. Rip Kevin, but I guess Angel Kevin or the Traveler or something came back, but there you go. That's what happened this past Sunday on Fortnite. Hope you guys enjoyed. And with that brings us to the end of today's show. By the way, if you happen to enjoy it, or you missed something, be sure to let us know. In either the live chat or on Discord server. Don't forget to enter this month's giveaway over at technewsgadget.net/giveaway. As I had mentioned before, you have a chance at winning an annual membership and like 13,500 V-Bucks to go along with it to this weird game called Fortnite. So go ahead and do that. That will do it for this episode of the Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, for the Latest in Tech, Gadgets, and Gaming News. Be sure to head on over to technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.